University of Tehran. Thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Marandi, I want to talk about the role of Mr. Rafsanjani that he has played in more than three decades in this revolution.
Well, Ayatollah Rafsanjani was a very important figure both before and after the revolution. He was arrested, I think, seven times during the reign of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. He was one of the clerics who was tortured quite a lot under that regime. After the revolution, when the first president, Bani Sadr, rebelled against the constitution and parliament, one of the three key figures who stood up against him was Mr. Rafsanjani, alongside Ayatollah Beheshti and Ayatollah Khamenei. So both before and after the revolution, he was a very key figure. And during the war, during the last years of the war, he was the effective commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He was also the first president during the post-war reconstruction period. Again, very important. It was a very sensitive time. He negotiated also with the regime of Saddam Hussein. And one of his, perhaps in my opinion, most important successes within, of course, the broader framework of the Islamic Republic was being steadfast in the negotiations with Iraq. And when Iraq invaded Kuwait, Saddam Hussein, the regime, ultimately capitulated and accepted Resolution 598 and withdrew from Iranian territory and also gave up or released Iranian POW. So he had many achievements, but also he had his distractors, the reformists, the hardline reformists, which are now those who mostly left the country. They were very hostile towards him during the sixth parliament. They attacked him and led a campaign against him. And also later on, when the president, Ahmadinejad, came to power, when he took a very negative position towards Mr. Rafsanjani, that created a hostility between these two figures, which continued until the election that you referred to 7.5 years ago, where he stood behind Mr. Mousavi, and there was great controversy because the two sides simply couldn't tolerate each other, Mr. Ahmadinejad and Mr. Rafsanjani. So there were controversies, but throughout the period, he continued to be a very senior advisor to Ayatollah Khamenei. He continued to lead the Expediency Council even till his demise today, which shows the significance that the leader Ayatollah Khamenei had, the amount of respect Ayatollah Khamenei had with regards to his experience. He was obviously, after Ayatollah Khamenei, the most experienced person, both before and after the revolution, among those who are currently living, because of the different roles that he played. And his presidency ended, until today, he was the head of a very important Expediency Council. So I would say that he was a person who had his antagonists, both among the hardline reformists and among many of the former President Ahmadinejad's supporters. But all in all, he was a very important figure in this revolution. And till the end of his life, he continued to hold a very important public position. And I think that there will be, the next few days, there will be lots of discussions about him.
Again, for those viewers who are just joining us, Ayatollah Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani has died at the age of 82 in a hospital in Tehran. We're talking to Professor Mohammad Marandi, talking about Ayatollah Hashemi. Tell me about now the legacy that he leaves behind in your perspective, and the difficulties now perhaps in trying to fill this empty space that will be brought about because of his demise.
Well, it's difficult to say because he is a figure who, as I said, has very many antagonists. Perhaps the largest amount of criticism that has been directed towards him over the last few decades was with regards to his economic policy, where some believed it was too liberal, and they critiqued him and believed that he was drawing the country towards liberal capitalism. On the other hand, other distractors or opponents or critics of him criticized him for his staunch support of Imam Khomeini and Ayatollah Khamenei, especially during the war years, which was a time when groups like the Mujahideen Ahab were assassinating people, and the country was at war with a very powerful enemy, which was supported by the United States and the Soviet Union at that time. And so he during the 1980s, his enemies of Iran despised him a great deal. I think it's one should it would be fair to say that he did do a great deal of with regards to Reconstruction during the post-war year. And perhaps some may not agree, but regardless of whether his policies were correct or not with regards to liberalism, but perhaps he was the strongest president post-war. He was effective in building many parts of the country, the dam building in Iran, for example, became very big under his leadership. A lot of the industries that we see today, even the military industry, they began to thrive during the decade after the war. And it was only after his presidency ended that we had a slowdown in the construction sphere. So I think that's what was very important for him, or at least one of the things that was very important to him. And he was successful. But again, there are those who felt that his policies were too liberal and that perhaps social justice was sometimes sacrificed, according to these people. Again, he had his own counter-arguments, but these were some of the arguments that were leveled towards him. But again, he is a very major figure. And during the very difficult years of the war, and when terrorist organizations supported by Western countries were assassinating key leaders in the country and ordinary people were being killed through bomb explosions, he had a very important role to play in keeping the people united.
And of course, he was known as a very savvy politician, whether those who supported him or did not support him. He was known for that that side of things. I want to talk about that and the significance of that. And do we have others with the type of political savviness, whether those who supported him again or did not support him? He definitely was known as a very sharp politician, especially as you talk about in the days during the war and dealing with the munafiqeen and dealing with all the enemies that the Islamic Republic had at that point in time and, of course, still do.
Well, I think he was unique. He, in that respect, he would be able to form coalitions and reform coalitions, and sometimes his political allies were from one camp, and during another time and era, his political allies were from the other camp. He considered himself to be a centrist in politics, and perhaps that's what made him more capable of maneuvering in politics, politically. I don't think that currently we have among the politicians in the country a person with these characteristics who has shown a history of being so capable in political maneuvering, and I think he enjoyed politics. Ayatollah Mahdi Yekani, who passed away a couple of years ago, I think he was also very smart politically, but he was, I think, more associated with a particular political camp, and perhaps he wouldn't maneuver in the way in which Ayatollah Rafsanjani would. So Ayatollah Rafsanjani was very smart. Those who worked with him say that he was also a very effective manager, a good, very strong president, and a very strong Speaker of Parliament. There were those, of course, who critique him, saying that his people around him had too much influence, or perhaps family members. And as I said earlier, some critiqued his economic policies as not doing enough for the impoverished and the poor. But those who support him say that the economy in the 1980s, because of the war and because of the very left-wing, perhaps according to Mr. Rafsanjani, extreme socialist policies of the prime minister in the 1980s, Mr. Mousavi, Mr. Rafsanjani believed that the economy was devastated, and his supporters believed that the devastation of the war and the mismanagement that they believed existed in the 1980s because of the prime minister's policies, despite all that, Mr. Rafsanjani was able to build the economy and build a very important infrastructure for the country.
All right, stay with me, Ms. Morandi.